The West Nile virus, which was first detected in 1999 on the East Coast, has arrived in the Southwest. That includes the sprawling Navajo Indian Reservation, a 100,000-square-mile patch of desert spread over New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. When news spread that two horses had been infected, tribal members scrambled to get their animals vaccinated. From member station KSUT, Eric Whitney reports.
Joe Bahi is a veterinarian for the Navajo Nation. Today, he's attending to a couple of horses in a rough-hewn wooden corral beneath the towering red rock spires and buttes of Monument Valley. In a mixture of Navajo and English, he briefs the horse's owner on the warning signs that there's West Nile in the area, like the presence of certain kinds of dead birds.
More likely scavenger birds, yeah.
Not really. About me,
Bahi has been urging his clients to vaccinate their horses against West Nile for the past 2 years. But he says few took him up on the offer until a few weeks ago, when the first cases were detected in horses on the reservation. Now Bahi has little time for house calls, and instead is manning a series of makeshift vaccination clinics in more than 80 of the small towns and settlements that dot this tribe's dusty homeland. Daryl Begay drove 100 miles to bring a pair of his family's 16 horses to this clinic in a feed store parking lot in the crossroads town of Kayenta.
Mosquitoes not a big problem out there, but, you know, no use taking a chance on waiting any longer. So that's why we brought them out here today. I don't know, I guess it's just part of the family, the horses, so just trying to take care of them.
Begay is just one of dozens at today's clinic and becomes part of a knot of people who quickly surround Joe Bahi as soon as the veterinarian emerges from his pickup and begins handing out paperwork and collecting the $25 each dose of vaccine costs. The Navajo Nation has allocated $131,000 to subsidize the cost of the mass vaccination campaign.
They don't believe it, that's a problem.
Bahi's assistant fills syringe after syringe with the pink vaccine from small plastic bottles. The horses need two doses a couple of weeks apart, and it takes a total of 6 weeks for it to become fully effective. He says people should have done this a long time ago, but at least they're getting the vaccine now.
Well, I tell people usually just, even though it's late, you know, yeah, we got the stuff, we got the virus. At least vaccinate them and then put on some fly repellent and clean out standing water, places where mosquitoes can breed and stuff. That's kind of all you can do.
Horses that get the vaccine late, or not at all, face far higher odds of dying from a West Nile infection. About a third of all infected horses will succumb. That means there could be significant horse mortality here, as the Navajo Nation only hopes to vaccinate some 10% to 15% of the estimated 50,000 horses on the reservation. But at least there's a vaccine for horses. None exists to protect humans against West Nile. Health officials in Navajo country hope this summer gets people's attention, so they'll be better prepared next year. Scientists say that the virus typically infects far more animals and people in its second season. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney.